This podcast is presented by Student Ministry Publishing of Lifeway Christian Resources, Biblical Solutions for Life.
Welcome to another episode of Studies with Life Focus podcast. I'm your host, Alice Stegeman. We are finishing up Unit 3 of the summer quarter in our Bible study materials for the month of August. Once again, our co-host for this month is Lynn Pryor.
Hi, Alice. Glad to be with you these past few weeks.
Yes, we're wrapping up today, and let me just take the opportunity to thank you for taking the time out to be with us during this month.
And, sure.
And I don't know if our listeners, if you heard Lynn introduce himself a few weeks ago, if you picked up from that introduction just how integral a part Lynn is to our Life Focus team and the part he plays in helping to develop the outlines that we use and be with our writers and writers conference as we think through these things. And so I'm just always grateful to have Lynn with us when we do this podcast.
Well, thanks.
So our lesson for the week of August the 29th is called Stay on the Road, and we're finishing up the unit called Life on the Road. The life question is, how can I honor God in the tough times? The biblical truth is, even when difficulties arise, we should maintain our trust in God and rely on the strength He provides in the people around us. And the focal passages we're going to be looking at come out of 2 Samuel 15 and 2 Samuel 19. The key verse is Galatians 6:9. So to answer that question, how can I honor God in the tough times? Number one is to trust God. And this comes out of chapter 15.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Now, as we think about continuing to trust God, we're in the context of David's life, who David for so long of his, so much of his life that we see recorded in 1 and 2 Samuel, he trusted God so much through his life. But one thing that happened that we looked at last week was that sin with Bathsheba, the murder of Uriah, the cover-up and all that. And God did forgive him. David was restored. Mm-hmm. But there were still consequences to his actions. And what we're kind of picking up on, and you'll, as teachers, you'll have to help provide this background as you look at this idea of trusting God in tough times. David is dealing with some difficulties. It's kind of a result of his sin, the consequences mm-hmm. of that, his mm-hmm. the revolt that happened in his family. And in particular, we're talking now about his son Absalom, who tried to set himself up as king. And there was this revolt. And what happens now, where we're picking up the story, is there in 2 Samuel chapter 15. Let's see, we're starting about verse 13, where this informer says, look, Israel is kind of getting on the side of Absalom now, David. Even though you're still the king, their hearts are going to him. So what does David do? He tries to hoof it out of town. Mm-hmm. It's not that he doesn't trust God here, but just for the sake of his own protection, he leaves town. But we skip down then further in the chapter, verse 24, where they brought the ark to be along with David. And this is where we see the idea of trusting. Mm-hmm. David said, no, send the ark of God back to the city. He says, if I find favor in the Lord's eyes, he'll bring me back and allow me to see both it, the ark, and its dwelling place. But if not, God's not pleased with me. Well, he can do with me whatever pleases him. Mm-hmm. Now, David flees the city in a sense to get away from Absalom, but he knows he's never going to get away from God, and he mm-hmm. trusts God with what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. There's a good message for us there, that when we're facing whatever our difficulties are, let's just trust God that he'll take care of us through it all.
I like the point that trusting God may be avoiding a situation. It's not always just being in somebody's face or confronting it directly. God's protection and presence with us may involve just backing away from the situation.
That's a good point.
So then we go on to point two, which is that sometimes we just need to lean on others.
Yes. And we're getting to an interesting part of the story here, because when you read it, it's you know, we're in Sunday school, we're in a Bible study, so we expect a lot of spiritual answers and examples. It's not real spiritual here, but I mean, the application is that you don't face troubles alone, that there's others that will walk alongside us. But the example we see here is it's a little bit of political maneuvering on David's part, where he calls aside, he said to Zadok the priest, look, return to the city, and what I want you to do is I want you to return and twist the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. In other words, he's kind of being a spy. He's doing some political maneuvering. But David is getting someone to help him and work alongside him. Mm-hmm. Now, what we have to be careful with our students is, do we teach them to be manipulative like that? No, the principle is we don't have to face these things alone. Mm-hmm. God will oftentimes work in our lives through other people and help us out.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that means swallowing your pride a little bit just to admit that you need help from someone else.
But no, that's a very good point.
And then number three, fulfill your responsibility. And this is where we skip over to chapter 19.
Yes. And Alice, what's happened here, of course, we're skipping a whole lot of information here. The revolt with Absalom continues. This kind of battle between David's side and Absalom's side. And Absalom ends up getting killed. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the son that's been in revolt against his dad and wanting to be king. Yet when Absalom dies, David's worries in a sense are over, but what happens is David grieves because of mm-hmm. his son. My son, I wish I had died instead of you. So now we get into chapter 19 where the kingdom goes back to where it should have been, but David's just kind of, he's grieving. Mm-hmm. He's not doing what he needs to do, he's called up and says, look, you need to get up there and do Joab. Joab's the head of the army and says, look, get out there and you need to encourage your soldiers. Because mm-hmm. if you don't, they're not going to stick with you. And verse 8 is David got up and did what needed to be done. And he stepped into being the king again. Mm-hmm. And so there's the call for us that even when we're facing difficulties and however the outcome, we need to keep doing what we know we have been called to do, what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm. And not just keep having that pity party because of what's happened to us.
Right. Now, Alice, we got to think through, too, and teachers as well, how do we do that application in a student's life? Mm-hmm. We need to help them think, ask that so what question. So what does this have to do with me? Well, whatever your difficulty is, you're getting disgruntled because of a grade, a teacher that's giving you a hard time, parents going through a divorce. You keep doing what you need to do. You don't drop out of school. I mean, obvious example, but you don't drop out of school. You quit turning in your algebra homework just because you got this problem with this guy over here. You keep doing what you need to be doing. Mm-hmm. And that's good leadership. That's good road to success in God's eyes, all that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. To wrap up for today, our life question once again is, how can I honor God in the tough times? And the points we want to drive home are number one, trust God, number two, lean on others, and number three, fulfill your responsibility. There are additional free helps available at lifeway.com/myextra. You'll find there some current news stories and a way to relate them to the sessions for this month, and also find some songs that can be downloaded that will support your teaching plan. Other links that are listed there are an email address to which you can send feedback to our Life Focus editorial staff, a link to our community on Ning at lifewayextra.ning.com, a link to our Twitter page at twitter.com/lifefocus, and a link to our Facebook page at facebook.com/lifefocus. Thanks for listening. This is Alice Stegeman. Hope to have you with us next month for another edition of Life Focus Podcast.